could save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also by AWM Construction, and you can find them at awmroofing.com. Fast Signs, and if you go to 80@fastsigns.com, you'll find all their information. And that's all the Facebook sponsors we've got. Oh, yep, and then the First Northern Credit Union. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win one of these tape measure, Mighty House tape measure, bubbler, notepads, all in one. Oh, right, and it has a belt clip. So there's that, too.
Right.
So that's all there. One of these
right here. Well, yeah, I was just going to say we're also having a contest, the 25th caller.
Yeah.
And we haven't hit 25 yet, so
oh, no?
Call right now. I know. I think people are a little sleepy this morning.
I wouldn't want to get out of bed right now.
just
roll over.
But you can call from bed.
Oh, there you go.
So call.
All right. Hey, Ben, did you put Will on? You already punched it? Okay. Hey, Will, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Will.
Yeah, you were talking about lead and all this other stuff earlier. The thing I run into a lot as an inspector is I've got all these people who have read all of these articles from the worst possible websites there are out there. They're concerned about lead pipes. They're concerned about lead paint. They're concerned about mold. They're concerned about all these things that are very, very minor concerns. If you have lead paint in your house, it's probably been painted over, and unless you start ripping the place apart, it's not going to be a problem.
Right.
If you got lead water lines, I've done about 20 or 30 water quality tests for clients in Chicago where they've got lead pipes for the service.
Right.
Never have any lead in them. And, mold thing, mold is a problem if you don't watch it, but 90% of the time the mold is a harmless mold. It's cladosporium. It's like mildew,
Right. Yep.
But the stuff that they really should be concerned about, they're not concerned because it's not a big, trendy, problem.
Right.
I had one the other day, a young guy buying a two flat in the city, and the furnace and the water heaters in the basement was just pouring out back drafting of carbon monoxide and all this other stuff.
Uh-huh.
My meter pegged at 2,100, parts per million.
Wow.
And I just said, don't go down there. Let's turn off the furnace. There was two units, but one of them was occupied. And I says, you better tell the landlord to notify that tenant because this is not good.
It's dangerous.
But he wasn't worried about that, but he was worried about the lead pipe service. He was worried about lead pipe in the walls. And it's just, people really should get their priorities put together, or they're worried about mercury in the gas meter, even though they don't have any mercury in the gas meter. So, you gotta make sure that this stuff is taken care of, but you gotta also put everything in perspective. It's not
right.
It's not going to kill you if you walk into a house that has lead paint,
Right. Whereas if you walk
into... like when you walk into a basement in a house from the 60s and it's got 9x9 asbestos composition tiles and they want to freak out. It's like,
Right. Unless
you're sanding, grinding, tearing it up, it's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt a darn thing.
Even if you scrape them up, the asbestos is bound. The thing that gets the asbestos is the asbestos in the mastic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to scrape all that mastic off the concrete floor, and you ain't never going to get it off.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Right.
But, and the other thing, too, is when you got these young... This guy was a young kid. about 25, buying this place. And I says, do you have any experience with construction or maintenance or anything like that? No, but I can learn it off of YouTube.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, no, you don't want to really do this.
Yep.
I've had a lumber client call me, and they say, well, I got this problem, and how would I fix this? I go, well, I'd call a licensed and insured HVAC guy, let's say.
Right.
Well, how would you do it if you were doing it? I would call a licensed and insured HVAC guy.
Right. Because
they want me to tell them how to fix it.
Right.
But I'm not going to give them that liability,
Right.
So.
Well, if you're doing a home inspection and you run into a lead service, a water service, is that something you would call out?
Yeah, in the report, it has one of the things we're supposed to note is what type of service it is. Galvanized,
okay.
Lead, copper.
Okay. So that's something that would get called out.
I don't think there's anything wrong with making the buyer aware of what the existing condition is. It's just a matter of informing them that, it's basically, it doesn't mean anything. But again, if you have kids 6 years old and younger, then make sure you filter the water, whatever. Take some precautions.
Right.
But it's not the end of the world, especially for adults.
Yeah. So you
Well, like up in Evanston, they have almost all the services lead up in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And every couple of years, somebody gets their panties in a bunch about, we got a lead service, we got to do something. But they've been adding this chemical to the water up there, which stops the leaching. And it's the same, But everybody gets freaked out about it. And there are people out there who peddle panic.
Well, that's kind of where we were going in the first hour with the article that the Tribune put out. That it seems like they do that every year or two, is they trot that out and say that it's a major issue, which it is an issue, but is it as bad as what the newspaper's making it? Oh, no, I would say the carbon monoxide spilling into a basement is way more of an issue, an immediate issue that needs to be resolved than a lead service. Mm-hmm. You can do something if you have water, lead in your water, you can filter it, not drink it. There's things around it. If you're dumping carbon monoxide in the basement and letting that filter through the whole house, that's an immediate issue that's going to kill you now. And it needs to be resolved.
There was one furnace in the basement, one furnace in the second floor. The furnace in the second floor was in a pantry off the kitchen. They ran the B vent outside the window and up. And then the only return that they had for that furnace was right at the base of the furnace.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that. You've got to have the return outside the same room.
Right.
And, how do I fix this? Well, you just run another vent. Well, that's going to be weird because you got to dust through walls. They go, yeah. They didn't do that when they put it in.
Right.
But I would just say, people should get concerned about stuff they should get concerned about rather than stuff that is, a one in a million chance or really not a concern in any way, shape, or form.
Right. So, cool.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right.
And ladies.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye.
Robbie's got her hand up.
Yep.
Email. We get email.
Oh, yeah? Just like that?
This one is for Rich.
Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congratulations, Rich.
Thanks. It's one. Now I get
We get your email every day. Bow, bow, bow.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Every day.
Bow, bow, bow. Here's your mail today.
Robbie, please ask Rich if he wants all the pollution that goes with all the manufacturing of steel and aluminum. The EPA, as I type this, is removing most of the restrictions for pollution control on business. Did you know, Rich, that the governor just removed the restrictions for coal plants in Illinois so they do not have to use the coal scrubbers on the coal-fired electricity plants? I am all for manufacturing in the U.S. However, Rich, I don't want the pollution that comes with it. Check the pollution in China. We can manufacture in the U.S. with good pollution control. However, people would not want to pay for it. It's sad, Rich.
Okay, so.
Thanks.
May I respond first?
I don't know.
All we're doing.
Go ahead.
All we're doing, if you buy a piece of steel, whether you pollute the water and air here or pollute the water and air in China, you're still polluting the air and the water. You need to be able to manufacture it properly, filter that water, clean it up, and keep the environment in mind while you're making it. It is possible to do that. I would rather have that steel made here in the U.S. where we can properly manage it with a different EPA person in charge, but we can at least manage it, and we're going to do something here in the U.S. The way what's going on in China, you're never going to be able to correct that environment, so I would still rather have it made here.
Rich.
Most of the output from steel and aluminum production, to be honest with you, and I don't disagree with that we have a climate shift.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe in global warming, but I do believe in climate shift.
Right.
Long story short, you got to stop the volcanoes from erupting because they do far more damage than manufacturing.
Okay, there we go. How do you like that one?
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, 877-711-5611, you too could have a chance to win a Mighty House tape measure bubbler deal. Notepad.
It's a Mighty House all-in-one tool.
Yes, it is. It's a multi-tool. If you
call it a 4-in-1. We should probably do that. It's all-in-one. It means like it could still be a hammer, but it might break.
Yes. No, there's a good chance.
It'd be pliers, but the belt clip would break off. So it's like a 4-in-1.
Yes. Yes.
Rich.
Uh-oh. Yeah?
Yes.
One cannot avoid volcanoes. Strip mining and coal mining, however, are voluntary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich.
I don't have a problem with most of those things. I mean, strip mining is Wilmington Recreation Club is old Stuart Mines. We have a lot of fun water skiing there, and you go fossil hunting, and
Rich.
It's all about doing things in a responsible manner. But, you know, like I said, too, and you know, when I made the comment about I don't believe in global warming, I believe in climate shift. Where does that come from? We've had records on weather for, what, 180 years?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be generous. Let's say 200 years. But didn't we have an ice age with all kinds of... with the glaciers and everything covering the Great Lakes up to 10,000 years ago. So quite honestly, it's been retreating for 10,000 years, and you're going to give me a 150-year snippet and say, oh, yeah, we messed it up.
It's like it's accelerating.
It's been getting warmer for 10,000 years. Well, yeah. The salinity in the oceans is now getting to a different point, so that changes. So it's a shift.
Yep.
I don't think it's all I don't think it's all together what we're doing.
No, but we're not helping. And if we
just turned everything off today, I do not think you would stop it or slow it down. I think it's inevitable to continue until it reaches critical mass, then it will start going the other direction.
I haven't caught up with the people who are watching us live
on Facebook.
I can't seem to get mine to show the comments on
there's a lot of comments for you, Rich.
I don't understand why they're not there.
So for those of you who are listening, go to Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook. You could watch us live. You'll see the top of my head because I'm looking down at my computer all the time.
Uh-huh.
You'll see
I'm doing the same now.
In his house in
Florida. I can't get any of the comments down the side.
Huh.
That's all right. I'll read them to you.
Go ahead.
Laura says, talking water service in Morton Grove, the village is putting in a pipe sleeve, CPPR, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts how it will affect my service, is that outgoing only?
CPVC liners?
CPPR?
Yes.
She thinks it's called.
Yes, that's the drain. So that's not...
Trenchless pipe repair.
Yes. So what they do is they pull the sleeve through the existing pipe, then they cap it at both ends, pressurize it by running steam into it to expand it and warm it up, and then that will seal itself to the walls of the existing pipe.
Isn't that what they did to your sinuses?
Yes. Similar.
I'm talking to Don about that.
Yeah, again. and then once that's, and then they pull the steam out, let it cool. It's now formed to the inside of that pipe. They cut the ends, and then they have a they have a tool that they can pull through there. They can see where all the pipes that come,
the dimples where the intersections are.
Yeah. So then they can cut it out. So so that that way all the pipes that dump into it can do it. It's pretty cool system. And it's it saves thousands of dollars. Now, that's something they're doing on a municipal level, but you can also have that done to your house, too. So instead of redoing the sewer drain from your house to the street, you can have that lined also. There's companies that do that. Mm-hmm. And that's so now you're spending $1,500 instead of $4,000 or $5,000. So it makes a big difference. And it works really, really well. So,
Guys, re-water supplies, water supply hoses, do you have a preferred type like flexible stainless steel or something else?
Say that again.
You were talking about water supply hoses. Do you have a preferred type like flexible stainless steel or something else?
The water service coming in should be copper. It's a copper water line that comes in now.
Right, but and if you're talking about from the valves to the fixtures, then I always prefer to use the copper with the chrome on the outside because they always look nicer.
Oh, underneath the sinks. Lines. Yeah.
I thought Rich
just looks more professional.
Yes.
I thought Rich wasn't going to get political. Go for it, bro. Wow.
I wasn't political. And a lot of that is just opinion. You know what I mean? I read and all that, and you can make your own decisions. But I just find a lot of things hard to swallow sometimes. And just because I saw it on the news or on the internet doesn't make it so.
Wow. For a guy who believes in building sciences, I would have thought you'd be a climate science denier.
I don't think you said you were a denier. Did you?
I'm not. No, and he didn't say I was either.
He said, I would not have thought
yeah.
you'd be a climate science denier.
But I don't think you're saying that.
No.
You're saying it's not just
global human. Global warming and climate shift are two different animals.
You're saying it's not just human interaction. It's also the environment itself that's causing it.
Yes.
You too can get in on this conversation by watching Rich.
Yeah.
Mighty House Radio Show Facebook go live. So, and the last one.
Here's a weird thing that people don't see. When you were in grade school and they showed you that here's the sun and here's the planets going around it, whether there's 9 or 8 or 10 anymore, Pluto, that poor thing gets, you know, messed around all the time these days.
But now there's one out even further.
That's not how we sit. So when you sit in the galaxy, the sun is moving at 70,000 miles a minute. We're chasing it. So our planetary system is not sitting there static. We're chasing it. So you have the sun moving and you have the planets going like this, almost like a corkscrew. Well, depending on where you are in the galaxy, did we hit different types of space? Different, you know, it's crazy. There's so much radiation and so on.
And
it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. It's way more complicated than we know.
Yeah. How about basing tariffs based on equalizing environmental, labor, and safety standards?
The tariffs?
And that would take a global effort that a lot of countries are not going to do.
Yep.
There are certain countries that are never going to pull 11-year-olds out of manufacturing because they can pay them pennies a day.
Yep.
So you can't. That's that utopia thing. Not going to happen.
But
not to mention that humans are inherently greedy. So
no. Don't say that.
There's always going to be somebody.
No. Don't say. No.
Yes.
There's always going to be a country that some greedy people are going to go take advantage of. Is that what I just heard you say?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Wow, for a non-political show, we're really heading off on a whole lot of tangents.
Yes, we are. How about getting us on something that's...
I'm the one that started. I do apologize.
It's your fault, damn it.
Yes, it is. I have big shoulders. I can manage it.
What else you got for us, Robbie? Come on.
Well, I can go back to my rant.
Sure.
Not go back to, I can start my rant.
Start your rant. What happened?
Change the subject. That'd be a wild idea.
he's down, no, with, he's down with it.
Seriously.
Oh, okay. He's down with it. That's what he's
usually
saying.
When I'm down bored with it. Go. The subject, I change it. So I wasn't sure if you were being sarcastic.
I'm bored now. I'm moving on.
Yes.
So I told you a couple weeks ago about someone I know who needed a plumber. And one company came out and said $1,000, and then they called like more of an independent person, and they said like $300, and we were talking about the difference between overhead and
That boring stuff that nobody wants to know about.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what had happened is that plumber came out, and
for $300, the $300
plumber? $300 plumber came out,
okay.
Fixed everything, and left and said, "Okay, that'll be $650."
Ha ha ha! I'm sorry. That's funny. That is funny.
Did he leave an itemized invoice for the difference? Did he need parts, materials?
Why is it funny, Ron?
Because I'm going to guess he quoted that over the phone. Did he come out and look at it and give you that quote?
Pictures.
Asked
for photos.
And was it not? And you got nothing in writing?
Correct.
Okay. So then one guy lowballed the quote in order to get the job, and the other guy quoted it probably based on knowledge and knowing that it's really going to be about that much. And so he quoted what, 1,100?
1,000.
Okay. So he came in at a grand, and he would have come out, done it, and said, oh, here, it's 850. We're out. We're done. Because they did it.
And you'd actually felt good because you saved $150.
So in the end, it probably would have cost the same amount using either company or within a couple $100. It's just a matter, how do you feel?
Oh, the client right. is
curious. The other guy you would have felt good because he saved you money, but this guy you feel like you got ripped off because he lowballed it and charged you more.
Right, and the client is furious because the client had not budgeted for that amount.
Sure, of course
not. And so the plumber leaves and says it'll be whatever, and the client's like, I don't have that money. They go, it's okay, you can write me a check.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't understand.
It still comes out of the same account.
I don't have the money.
Right.
So then what made it even more fun, if anybody wants to comment on
chime
this,
in.
chime in. 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. What made it even more fun was the day that plumber was there, I was at the client's house and I was redoing caulk around a bathtub. Uh-huh. And I must tell you, gentlemen, I've tried it before. I did a good job. I'm so proud of myself.
Excellent.
I did a really, really good job.
Uh-huh.
I cleaned it up really nice, and I put a nice bead on there. It's
because you cut the tip at an angle, and you put
actually the tip was already cut.
Oh,
my husband cut it already, but I'm like, I told him today. I said I'm going to do my whole bathroom. I need the exact tube of whatever that was. I need the name so I can go and buy that because
that one worked.
It works so well. So anyway, I was in there cleaning up.
It's more about how you clean it than it is anything else. And the tip that you cut on it.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the bathtub while the plumber was there working on toilets.
Taking a bath?
I was doing the caulking, right?
Oh, you were caulking. Okay.
So even while the plumber was there, the toilet was flushing kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't doing a full push.
Right.
You know. Yeah, it was slow and everything wasn't flushing, like paper wasn't going down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the plumber looked at it and said, no, it looks okay. So then later that evening, it just wasn't all going down. I don't know what that was.
Put your seatbelt on.
That was Trixie LaBelle.
Okay, so.
Signing into Facebook.
They had to go back, so they.
Go ahead.
I'll wait. No, I hear music. I'll hear music.
Trixie wanted to know where the Mighty House banner is. That's what that dong was. We had to figure out how to hang it. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You know that I would be alive.
What happened
there? If I was to say to you.
What? Oh, really?
Girl, you couldn't get my.
They're cutting that off now, huh?
Come on, baby, light my fire. It's lit, baby.
I was playing that for what you said during the break. So you dialed it back.
Rightfully so.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Okay, so to continue. So I was in the bathtub cleaning out the grout at the time. So then later, the client's husband comes home and flushes the toilet and is like, you know what? It takes two to flush it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it a new toilet?
No.
It was the same toilet you always had.
Same toilet. They just replaced some of the insides.
Oh, the innards.
The innards, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Flam shooter.
Husband calls plumber and says, you know, it's just not right. Plumber said. And I quote.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Well, there was somebody at your house who was regrouting the tub.
maybe that person dumped all that stuff in the toilet and clogged it up.
Uh-huh.
And this is me. What the?
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. That's what happened. That's what happened. I took all the old grout.
All the caulking, the old caulking.
All the old caulking and flushed it down the toilet and jammed the toilet.
Jammed the turlet up.
And I'm out of here.
So the thing is, if you have a toilet that's flushing like that, it's actually easy to diagnose. Because when you flush it, if the bowl fills more than it, you know, if it actually starts to rise, then goes down, means you have an obstruction or you have a clogged vent.
Right.
In other words, you're pressurizing the system. So you could have a bird nest in a vent on a roof that's going to cause that toilet to work poorly. So there's no other moving parts other than the flapper. If the flapper opens, the water rushes out of the tank and builds up in the bowl, you either have a clogged vent or an obstructed trap in the toilet or something in your pipe, which means you got to remove it, check it, rot it, whatever.
Okay.
Which will probably be about $650.
So you're so you ready for this? A problem with the bathroom, things aren't draining properly, I go on the roof. Someone had put a cap, a rubber cap over the top of it and clamped it on there to seal it off.
So that the rain wouldn't get in.
So, okay, so I thought, the hell, why would you do that? I took the thing off, flushed, everything started working great. Went back upstairs to look down there, the elbow where, because the pipe went down and turned, and I put a flashlight in, it was rotted out so that any rain that was going in there would have leaked and gone down in there. So there you go, Rich, you were right. So they put a cap, they put a rubber cap over top of the soil stack and clamped it on there to seal it off so that the rain wouldn't leak into the house, but then caused another problem.
You called it a soil stack?
Soil stack,
yeah. S-O-I-L, like dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
is...
Because it takes the solids, the soils, of the spoils of the flushing.
Got it. Okay. That's
you could call it main stack if it's the main stack. Okay. Or it's a vent stack.
A vent stack.
So but somebody should have said, why is this open? Maybe they thought...
No, it's supposed to be open.
Right, but maybe they went up there, saw it was open, and said, oh, a cat must have... blown off or something like
no,
that?
No, I think the roof, I think it was leaking and they wanted to stop the leak.
They purposely put the cap on it to stop the rainwater from leaking.
Right, so now it doesn't leak into the into the living space anymore. Patch the ceiling, it's all done, it looks good. But now the toilet doesn't flush. So.
See, and they still could have got away with that with like a cap.
Yeah.
You know, all you had to do is put like almost like a B vent cap under. Now, me, I'm still a proponent of actually fixing the elbow that was bad. Because it would have just been two mission couplings and a 90-degree PVC elbow.
Right.
How do you get in there?
Cut the ceiling open. Because it was a flat roof. So you got to cut the ceiling open, get in there. And it was all cast iron, so that would it was going to be a pain in the butt to do that. So more than $650.
Stop saying $650. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just saying.
Just saying.
It was just an interesting...
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You know, these things happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do. So now how do we stop this from happening in the future? So you just send pictures, and when the guy shows up and you walk through the entire list, maybe then again you say, okay, now that you've actually seen it, what's the price?
Okay.
And then...
Now what do you think? Here's your chance to revise it.
Correct. Because you just looked at pictures, and... You can't look at pictures and know everything that's going on until you're there and actually walk through it and can, you know, knock on things and look in and investigate a little bit more. Once you've done that proper investigation, now they can provide you a written quote. So then they could write something up and say, okay, to fix this toilet and to caulk this tub is going to be X number of dollars. Write it up. There's your proposal there. And now you know exactly what it's going to cost.
Right. Right.
You know, and especially for somebody that's on a tight budget, like what you're saying, your client was on a tight budget and didn't have that buffer for the additional charges that may be coming in. So for something like that, even a service call, you know that someone's coming in. How much is it going to be before you start? You get it written. You know you know what it's going to be.
I wish I could remember. Let me think of this.
Okay.
So I have... a friend who around the same time had to have a plumber come out.
What's with the plumbers?
And
you
he
and plumbers.
Was telling me, I think it was $140 to walk in the door.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And then it was $45
per half hour.
15 minutes.
Oh, for 15 minutes.
$45 okay. for 15 minutes.
Okay. Yep.
So I told my client, you know, I said, if you would have called that particular plumber, you know, it would have been, okay, because the client had the plumber out, I think it was 6 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a long day. It was like 6 hours. So if you would have had that, it would have been about $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
So a little more than the first plumber, you know, but you don't know, like you said, until you get out there. But I'm like, plumbing is expensive, so they still got away with a little bit less. But from the client's point of view, the plumber should have stopped and said, you know what, this is bigger than I thought, more than I quoted. You know, the parts were more expensive, the labor was longer, anything at some point, because there were three different things that need to be fixed. And maybe they could have said, you know what?
And those were all three things were on the list from original?
Right.
Okay.
And so maybe the client could have said, you know what? I'll live with this until I have more money or something like this. At any point, the client thinks that the plumber should have said,
it's going to be more. You're
Rich,
going over.
What do you think?
I'm still in shock that it took 6 hours to do whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
Was he replumbing the whole house?
No.
Because it doesn't take that long to swap out a toilet. It doesn't take that long to swap out a faucet.
It was the innards. It wasn't swapping out a toilet. It was the innards.
But the innards are even faster. I mean, hell, you disconnect the water line. You put a bucket underneath the thing, disconnect the water line, take the nut off, pull it out, drop the new one in, put the new nut and rubber seal on and reconnect the water line.
Boom, done.
One particular thing.
I mean, hell, even the flappers are typically lock in place. They're like little fingerly things.
Right.
You just rip the old one off and snap the new one on. It takes almost 4 minutes.
And rarely do you need
to put it. Stick your hands in the water because it's just toilet water.
It's clean water.
One particular thing that they said was that the one toilet was jammed in a corner. You were talking about small bathrooms. This is just like a little teeny little, you know, bathroom, and they had to remove the whole toilet in order to get
to the parts.
They didn't have the room, you know, so I don't know.
No elbow room.
No elbow room. I don't know if that's what took longer or not, but
I
know the client should have said, you know, I want it now in writing or whatever, but shouldn't Rich, the plumber, have said, all right, 877-711-5611. People, tell us. What do you think?
The problem is, even if he just said, you know, this is going to be more, it's maybe more like $650 with the problems. I mean, I don't know. And like I said, did he give an itemized bill? If he did that for parts and labor, then it may make more sense. Still can't see 6 hours. That's where I'm sort of like in shock.
Well, it depends on the scope of work. We don't know what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Without knowing that, I'm not saying the guy, you know, was dilly-dallying. I'm not saying that he was wrong. I mean, and I've done plumbing jobs where it, you know, this should be easy, but you can't get the trap to stop leaking.
Right.
Like, seriously, they don't make any other parts. What the hell? You know what I mean? And it's just irritating that you just can't get this drip to stop.
Yep.
Oh, so, I mean, there are things.
And I apologize. The reason for this was because of the new water meter in the city of Chicago. You know, they found that there were, well, they didn't find there were leaks, but their bill increased so much that the city said, well, you obviously have a leak. You know, and that's what it was. The toilets were leaking. That
they were dripping.
They need to be fixed. But as I was there doing the caulking in the bathtub, I was like, you know, this person's here a long time for $350. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, well.
You're thinking, oh, they're getting a good deal.
That's what I thought.
They're getting a good deal.
That's what I thought. I even offered lunch. Because like, that's the kind of person I am.
Probably build you through lunch. But I don't know. Like Brian said, without knowing the true scope of work that was asked, seeing the photos, you know, whatever, and then not knowing, you know, it's one of those things. I can't say the plumber is wrong. I mean, I've done enough plumbing to know that.
But would you have
most
said
of the time,
halfway through?
It would have been easier to change the toilet.
Right, but halfway through, wouldn't you say? Would you have said?
No. What are you going to do as a homeowner? Go, oh, thanks for letting me know. Just leave the toilet off, and you know.
Well,
go
again,
on
there
your
were three things. The third one could have been, you know,
dropped off.
I don't know. Yeah. Depends what's, and then the guy's going to charge you another $180 show up call.
Just asking, Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, your thing is, no, the plumber shouldn't have spoken up and said anything.
I don't know how it was all portrayed. The fact that you got a price over a phone or an email with some pictures for $350, I don't know if he probably told her, you know, to come out and ask my guest and it'll be $50. Now, I don't know the whole conversation. Yeah. He's not giving you a fixed price verbal contract over the phone based on a few photographs. I think your client is incorrect in how they perceive the whole deal. People hear what they want to hear.
So he could
got the price $350. That's stuck in her head.
Yeah, and if that's roughly what it was, then again, I still think when you have somebody come out and you're on a tight budget like that, you should ask them, okay, now that you've seen it, do you still think you can do it for $350? Because that's all I've got.
Right.
You know, and then before he even takes a tool out of his truck, you know.
Okay, but if he said no after now seeing it, it'll be $600, and you say, yeah, you know, I don't have $600, you might as well go.
Yep.
And he says, well, it's $100 for me to show up. Now you're out another $100 and nothing happened. Does that make you feel good or bad?
Hopefully he has.
Because you got the guy out there. Hopefully. I mean, he's got a truck and gas and time to pay for, so yeah. I don't see any reason he shouldn't have got a show up money.
Right. No, that's probably true, but I would think most people would say, that's okay, don't worry about it. You know, at least he didn't dig into it. You know, you can walk away and lose the $100 call, or you can do the whole job and walk away and lose $350, you know, because they don't have it. So you're not going to win. Anyway, all right, we'll be back with Clutter Clarity next.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here hotline, 877-711-5611, we'll get your questions answered. And you'll have a chance to win a MightyHouse.net multi-tool. Measuring bubbler, notepad, pen deal. Something like that. If somebody wanted a newsletter there, Rich, how can they get a hold of that?
You go over to MightyHouse.net, click on the Contact Us page, put in your first, last name, your email address, and click on Submit. Every Friday morning, you'll get an email just letting you know what kind of going on in the show.
Boom,
topics done. For the tip of the week, guests that we might have, links to giveaways, maybe. I don't know when we have them. Stuff like Clutter Claire is the only thing that we just sort of leave open because I never know what she's going to do. So,
well, and that's good. She keeps us in suspense the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay. So I took a picture of this. So we'll have maybe we can do some kind of a contest then. Robbie's got to come up with rules for the contest. Rules. Yeah.
I was listening to a radio show yesterday while I was driving, and they had contest rules, and they said, here's your rule. You could not have won in the last 60 days. Okay, that's all the rules.
Really?
I was that simple. Kind of liked it.
That is pretty good. All right, here. All right, I'm sending this to you now, Rich. Maybe. Yep, there it goes. All right, it is off. Are we ready for the Clutter Clarity segment now?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison. Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery. Getting weary. How far is heaven? And I
of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
A couple things I want to talk about today, so I'm just going to jump right into it because I have, what, like 2 minutes left?
A little more, but yeah.
First of all, a lame-o product.
Lame-o?
Lame-o product that I see all the time, and it makes me crazy. It's one of those, why didn't I think of inventing that lame-o product and making $1 million? Have you seen the laundry folder?
Yeah, the machine.
Yeah, you put it on Facebook a while ago.
Yeah.
Say that again, Rich. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Ron put that on Facebook a couple, 3 months ago.
Yeah. It's like a machine. You put your clothes in it, and it folds it, and it comes out the bottom, right? And you put your towels in there, shirts, all that.
Well, this is just like a piece of cardboard. Okay?
What? So,
oh, to it's fold not a, yeah, I've seen that too. That's just to fold your shirts around.
It's so freaking lame.
Try tucking into that.
It's so freaking lame. Okay, so you
it's
lay...
It's a piece of cardboard?
It's like plastic more than cardboard, but I've seen them in cardboard too. So you put your shirt on there. You
put it on your shirt. Fold your shirt around the board and then pull the board out and you have a neatly, tightly folded shirt.
This is different.
Oh, it's different than that?
Yeah,
even.
So you put your shirt on the board.
Okay.
And then you go like this. You fold this in and then you unfold it and then you fold this side in and then you fold the top down, you fold the bottom down. And look, it made your shirt into a square.
No.
Yes! It's $20 on Amazon.
Get out.
It's called a laundry helper. It's a board. It's like a trifold board. You put your shirt on it.
Is it for somebody that can't?
No.
It's not for disabled people?
No. It's so that your shirts can look neat like they are at the store. Like at the Gap, you know, when you see a pile of shirts all folded together. Uh-huh. So you put your shirt on it, fold this, the right flap in, unfold it, fold the left flap in.
Fold the top in.
Pokey or folding shirts.
Yeah, exactly. This is the most lame product. I can't believe that people would buy this. How hard is it? Hold on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know what, Ron?
Yeah?
The definition of advertising, successful advertising, is no matter how bad a product is, if you've got somebody to talk about it, then it works. Because now she's got people going to the site.
How
to
hard
check
is it
out,
to go
blah,
like
blah, blah.
This? You fold the right side. You
put
fold
the right side
the back
in.
Side.
Put the left side
you
in.
You scoop it in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. If this is even a bulky sweatshirt. Look at that nice little pile. There. Easy as... Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Thank you. Thanks for folding that.
And you know how I always say easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
Yeah.
Somebody on Facebook, difficult, difficult, lemon difficult. Okay, difficult, difficult, lemon difficult. So that's my gripe. But my other, not gripe, not complaint, is thought.
Uh-huh.
If you are having somebody come in and organize, or if you organize yourself, or you help organize a friend, try to keep it organized. You know, unless you want to pay somebody like me to keep coming in. So it's things that I see all the time.
But maybe they'd like you being around.
That could be. But like kids' rooms. So let's say you have a system for your kids' rooms. All Legos go here. All Barbies go here. All whatever goes here. But you haven't taught your kids how to put toys away, you know? It's not going to help.
Okay. So you should organize it with them. That's what I heard you just say. You should organize it with them. That way they learn where it goes.
I heard her say they were bad parents. They haven't taught their kids to put their toys away.
I'm just saying every
system. Which at 2 and 3, I don't mind. But, you know, at 9 to 14, it's a little inexcusable.
Right. Every system is great, but if you don't use that system, here's an example. I was at a client's house, and she has lots of just like yoga pant, legging type things. Mm-hmm. And people have this problem. Ladies have this problem all the time. So you have, you know, yoga pants, and you have some that are cropped like at the knee, and then you have long ones. Well, when they're folded in a drawer, you can't tell which is the long ones, which are the short ones. So what I do for some clients is in a drawer, I'll fold them a different way so they could tell, or like usually get three piles of clothes in one dresser drawer that you pull out. I always say the first one is your shortest ones, you know, that's whatever. If you don't keep that system when I leave, it doesn't help.
No.
You know, if you just throw things willy-nilly. So I have one client.
Lemon squilly.
Difficult, difficult, lemon difficult.
So I have one client who has two closets. So she separates them by closet. So one closet is all the short pants, one closet all the longer ones. But guess
not
what?
Not seasonal?
Not seasonal. But guess what?
She doesn't put them back that way again?
No! No! I'm like, well, where does this go? Well, that's the shorts and that's the pile. Well, then why are all these long ones here? I'm just saying that if you're going to do it, keep some sort of consistency. And the other thing really quick is I've seen this new way to organize kids' rooms.
Yeah.
Color coordinate.
Oh, my God.
So all the
toys.
You mean
like their animals?
Yeah. All the toys are lined up. So it's like the rainbow.
All the
red,
reds.
Orange, yellow, green, blue. This is in a book that was written by the organizer for Ben Zobrist's wife.
Oh, yeah?
As an organizer. And these people wrote a book. And they said, try organizing by color. Are you freaking kidding me? It's like items. It's the Barbies together. It's the race cars together. It's, I'm out of here.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.